opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
It does.
It does. Good morning, Jefferson. Good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Good, Wynn. How are you, buddy?
Good. Ashley, how are you doing?
Doing all right. Happy National Lemonade Day.
Oh, lemonade.
I
cool.
Get into that.
Cool.
It's also National Two Different Colored Shoes Day, which I don't own any shoes that aren't black, so I couldn't celebrate that one. But I plan on celebrating Lemonade Day later.
There you go.
Oh, folks, you got to hear this on KCNR 19.
19? go back to
96.5 FM.
Yeah, and it's actually
1460
working.
1460 AM.
And it's actually working on the FM today.
Is it? It's working.
Is.
And the music sounds better there.
Well, at least the previous show was on there, so.
Oh, we'll, that's good.
We'll just leave it at that.
Well, hopefully it is. And, you know, maybe I know that we've got folks that are driving today, and FM's a little easier for them to get as they go up and down the freeway.
And the music sounds better, right?
And music always sounds better, my friend. Anyway, KCNR, as I said. 605-4567, 530-605-4567. If you want to weigh in, we've got a lot going on the program today.
There's a lot going on in this flippin' state.
Man, I'm telling you, we're going to talk about the rally in Sacramento. I'm sure a lot of you were there.
What rally?
On May 1st. Just absolutely amazing. And I could not believe the behavior of the police. I'm going to start with that. We'll talk more about that. Phones are already ringing off the hook.
Yep.
But I do want to make some announcements before we go any further. Number one.
Yep.
On May the 9th at the mall, there are some ladies who are putting together a rally to open Shasta. And it will be from 11 to 1 at the mall.
I thought Shasta was already open. I mean, hell, you've got Costco wide open. You've got Walmart wide open.
Well, that's because coronavirus is very smart, Wynn. I mean, if you go to Costco, you won't get it. If you go to Home Depot, you won't get it. If you go to Lowe's, you won't get it. If you go to get your car fixed, you won't get it. If you go to a gas station, you won't get it. But
you can go to Starbucks and Dutch Bros and you won't get it.
Well, yeah, but if you go to church, you will. You go to Planned Parenthood, you won't. But if you go to church, you will.
If you go to a mom-and-pop cafe, you might get it, so they're not allowed to be open.
No. And also, we noticed in the Capitol, the 100 police that were standing out there, none of them had masks on.
I saw that. Yeah. And then the pictures of them all, you know, kind of debriefing under the trees. Ten what? People?
There was 10 in one picture. 10 police officers.
No.
There were a bigger one.
There were probably 50 or 60 in
the
picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Stonewall sent out some pictures, and there were some other people that had already posted the same photos on there.
Yeah.
There were probably 50 or 60 of those guys all huddled. And guess what? Not one mask. And they're all shoulder to shoulder. They're all BSing, talking about what they did, debriefing about what was going on. I don't know if it was beforehand or after the fact, but my guess is it was after the fact. And there was not one mask on those guys.
Well, they arrested 32 people for not social distancing.
Now, when they arrest them, do they take them into the Capitol building jail? Is that where they go?
You know, we're going to have the angels call in. They'll be calling in. The Freedom Angels will be calling in at 10:15 on Sovereign Minds. And I think that they were taken down. I thought they had said down to the basement of the Capitol.
That's what I heard that in one
That's
of the clips.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So then... I guess the claim of what these ladies are going to be going for, 42 U.S. code, is that right?
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit more.
It'll go against that. It won't go against the county as far as the sheriff's office, right? It'll go against the CHP because, and the state, because they're the ones that actually arrested these
the agencies. Well, actually, you know, it goes from the officer, but we'll get into that in a little bit because I've got a couple more announcements I'd like to make on local things that are happening.
Who cares?
Real quick. And then we'll get into Title 14. We've also got two people.
You didn't hear me,
phone.
Ashley. He never does.
What?
Yep.
What did I do?
You were busy talking when I said a smart-ass comment. Okay, keep going.
What smart-ass comment?
Who cares? Keep going.
What comment? Is Wynn here yet?
Just
oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, also on Tuesday at the steps of the Board of Supervisor building, there are several groups that are getting together, and they're going to also do a rally. I'm not sure about the time of that. I'm guessing it's around 10 o'clock, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But I want to do, and another group of folks, several groups from what we were told, I'm not really sure who they are, but I wanted to give that information out. So we probably should go to the phones because we got a couple people on there, you think?
We probably should.
Okay. Jimmy, what's
Jimmy.
To you, sir?
What's up, James?
Wow, what a rally that was. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I would like to touch on the fake news aspect of the rally. Channel, all these news outlets were saying, oh, there was hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
There was hundreds of people driving around or on the sidewalk. Channel 13 reported there's 500 cars circling the Capitol. That means there'd be at least 500 people in their cars driving around the Capitol. I think there was more like 2,000, over 2,000 there, personally. let me see here. Oh, another thing the news is saying is, this is a tagline, protesters storm Capitol and clash with police at the Capitol steps. No. The protesters were on the Capitol steps, and the police started pushing the protesters back. You know, they made it seem like everybody rushed up there, and it was a, you know, like Braveheart, some big riot, which I thought was totally disgusting.
Totally disgusting.
Yeah. And then here's another one. There was a newscaster lady there. She had a pink mask on, and after the police had pushed everybody off of the grounds, she was still on the grounds about 50, 60, 80 feet away from the sidewalk, right? There was nobody around her except her camera guy, and she's sitting there wearing her little mask doing a report. Well, there's a thing on YouTube called Breaking the Change with Ty Whitman. He had a picture of this newscaster right in the middle of the rally while it was going on with hundreds of people around her with her mask off, but she threw it on just to do that little news report to make it look, you know, kosher. I just thought it was disgusting.
I didn't see any of the reporters with masks on. I didn't see any of them, and there was lots and lots there, lots of people with cameras and with movie cameras that looked like they were from a news agency.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you made a good point about the cars. I mean, most of the cars that I saw drive around were two, three people in the car, so there had to be, if there's 500 cars, that's 1,500 people. I'm sure there was at least 3,000 on the grounds. And you're right about pushing the protesters back. In fact, a lot of the pictures, there's one picture where four CHPs in complete riot gear are standing around a mom and her baby. I mean, it was unbelievable. The police really did provoke that. There was nothing provoked by the people. The police provoked it. They lined up arm in arm next to each other, right next to each other, no masks. And as Wynn was saying, and correctly so, there was a whole bunch of them huddled together, chit-chatting, with no masks on. As we walked in from our car, where we parked it, we walked up 12th Street. There's like five or six of them standing all there together, yucking it up. Yet they arrested 32 people. 32 people for not social distancing.
And a lot of the wide shots that you see on the news are from either when before it was full capacity crowd or way after it was full capacity crowd. So that made it look smaller. So that's pretty much all I got to say. It was great. There was all walks of life, all races, and
a lot of young people, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll be able to call in on Mark's show, and I can prove to you people that these death rate counts that the news is telling us is false. And I'm going to call in a Mark show because I know you guys are pressed for time. And you guys listen in because you're going to be blown away. All right, you guys. Great show.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Jimmy. All right. We got Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but as usual, I always have a lot of information. That was an excellent rally. Wow. It was awesome. A lot of Patriots. SacramentoBee.com, SacBee.com did a decent coverage of it with some embedded photos and videos. So go there, everybody. There's a Facebook page called Reopen California, and there's over 100,000. Facebook page is a month old, not even a month old. It has over 120,000 members. That's what I've seen is the best place statewide to continue this movement. They've got lots of photos and videos of what happened at Sacramento. Really good video posted. There's a doctor who's also an ex-Marine. Those of you remember the boat at the head of the walkway, there was a boat with speakers. It's about a 10-minute video, 20-minute video, but boy, was he giving it to the cops. But he was excellent. He was tactful. Lots of reason and logic, which I know government, that's an oxymoron for government officials, but he was just really, really good, and I highly recommend people watch that video and share that. And yeah, I mean, I've got more, but I want other people to be able to get on today. No, this is moving. So, we got to talk about what happened yesterday, Terry. The state's now going to start disciplining cosmetology licensed individuals in the state for not following the governor's orders.
Yeah, for barbers and cosmetologists.
I shared that on the Facebook page I mentioned to you. And as of this morning, it's reached over 1,200 people so far on that Facebook page. So that is going to be spread far and wide very quickly. So that's just going to bolster the movement to fight all this. And it's going to get worse. It won't stop with cosmetology licenses. I guarantee you they're going to go after every kind of license and permit. It's not going to stop. So,
yo, Richard,
any questions to me before I get off?
You did listen to the April 1st broadcast on KCNR, where the police chief was on there. You don't have to go to a break quite yet. Oh, yeah, we do. She's saying we've got to go to a break. Yeah. But,
you want me to hold?
Yeah, could you hold? I want to go through that briefly, and then I want to go to what Wynn was asking about Title 42, Code Section 1983. Where we can have civil action against the deprivation of rights.
Okay.
Okay, so with that, my good friend, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
We want to change our way of living, take away our rights. This is our home, we protect our own. Now hear our battle cry. Sing it, sing it. Sing it with me one time now. Jefferson, number 51. We believe.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Richard, we want to go right to you. And yeah. April 1st, Free Fire Radio had a program on with the police chief on. What was your comments on that?
Well, what is there not to say? So the chief, you know, he kept saying...
This is in Reading, folks. Yeah.
Reading police chief telling Carl Bott, well, you know, we're waiting for the governor to tell us to do this and the health department to tell us to do that. And nothing whatsoever about, I'm the chief, I'm in charge of protecting my citizens' rights, nothing. Nothing on that. Just, I'm being told what to do, and then I will decide if I'm going to arrest people or cite people. Oh my God, what a train wreck that was. And if you've seen the letter I sent to the city council about a month ago, it was kind of generic. I just put them on notice, hey, we're all paying attention here. It's your job to protect our rights. And I included that to the city police chief. And that was just a generic letter. I'm getting ready to shoot off another letter to the county side of the folks to include the sheriff, the district attorney, board of supervisors, the health officer, et cetera. This one's going to be a lot more specific to say, hey, same thing. We're paying attention. We know our rights, and we know that what you can and can't do lawfully, constitutionally. And so you better step lightly next time. Well, this will happen again, but there's still current issues we need to fix now. But so, yeah, what a wreck that was. What a disgrace this police chief is. I called on the Facebook page. This guy needs to just resign. I call for his resignation. Period.
Well, he did put up the Facebook page because he had said on that program, I believe he said that he had gotten about 400 requests of people saying that there were businesses open that shouldn't be, like individual people know who they are. I mean, that's changed every other day. And we know now that the police don't have to social distance. They can all sit together as we have pictures of 50 of them sitting together, 10 of them sitting together, standing together, yucking it up with one another while they arrest people for social distancing. That's Gestapoism if I've ever seen it. Now,
and they're not wearing protective gear, as they put it.
Nothing.
When we're talking about face masks, anyway.
Yes, no face masks. You're right, Wynn. And so with that, I know that when I asked him, I called in, and he wouldn't take my call when I called into that program because his comment was on the air, well, I don't take your call because we've had many conversations. Well, that's just not true. I've had one conversation with this guy. I don't even know what he looks like. And I called him out on that. And I know part of it was the conversation we had had previously on the phone. We had talked about some things having to do with salaries and pensions, and frankly, he was just over his head. I'll just say it.
Yep.
The
so
deal.
This lawsuit's happening.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Well, here's
so
the thing.
There are lawsuits happening, by the way, throughout the country against governors, against county officials, and the Second Amendment Foundation has one going against the New Jersey governor and the head of the New Jersey State Police, and it is for deprivation of rights. It does not say it for 42 U.S. Code 1983, but more than likely that's what it is under. And I even sent Second Amendment Foundation and others. I said, you guys are great for fighting for Second Amendment rights, but can you please include First Amendment rights in your lawsuits? Because we need to enjoin, we need to put those together. Because going to a gun store, there's a lot of other things that happen at gun stores. It's what I told them. You know, there's private groups that meet, there's training that occurs. I said, can you guys please, great, you're doing the Second Amendment, the 14th Amendment, and all that, but please start including the First Amendment so that we can enjoin the First and Second Amendment in these lawsuits, because all the amendments need protecting. And so I haven't heard back on that yet. One of them told me, the gun owners of California told me, okay, yeah, that's a good idea, but, you know, we need to wait for the next lawsuit to maybe entertain that. I was like, well, that'll take about a week for another lawsuit. So, you know, let's start including that, right? One thing the gun lobby did recently, which is good, they started including the violations of interstate commerce into their Second Amendment lawsuits. And that's awesome, but I said, let's start including the First Amendment, freedom of association, freedom of assembly. Let's start including that, because we'll win those. We can win those very easily.
Yeah, and also, I just wanted to say real briefly, and then we've got to get to Mark. He's on the line. But I wanted to say really briefly that the other thing that was really disturbing about that police chief, number one, was the fact that he put the Facebook page up, Tell on Your Neighbor.
A piece of work. It's
horrible. And the other thing that was bad about that was his comment when I said, well, what if they don't follow it? Well, we'll just fine them $1,000, and we will fine them $1,000 a day for every day they're open. And when he said it with great alacrity. He was very excited about that. That's a scary tone of voice.
A revenue generator.
Yeah,
good grief.
Unbelievable. This guy, I think you're right. I think, there's a problem there with him.
Red Bluff Police did the same thing last week. Red Bluff City Police said, yep, start turning in your businesses. Can you believe that? In Red Bluff, California?
Well, I know that the Sheriff's Department is also, there's a lot of disagreement between those two departments. But anyway, Richard, thank you, brother.
I'll get off.
Yeah, thank you. And call back in on Sovereign Minds if you would and give us more information. But we want to go to Mark right now. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing all right.
Doing good.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw in there, what do you expect when you live in China Light? The governor himself said he doesn't care about protests. He doesn't care what people think. He doesn't care what people want. He's going to do his deal based upon, what did he call it? I think he said the science and the data. But here's the problem with collectivism. Here's the problem with socialism. Here's the problem with communism. When the rights of everyone are held in check by a few people, or even worse, one person, like in China Light, or in the city of Reading, or the city of Red Bluff, or whatever you want to call it, and those people are irresponsible, dictatorial, and just plain wrong, with everybody's rights and rights to property and speech and so on, everyone suffers for that. But in a system that has liberty, if you are irresponsible with your property personally, you are the only one that suffers for that. That's the whole reason for liberty. People should be able to make their own choices. I had some New York Times kid called me the other day, and he said, well, don't you think the virus is real? Well, don't be an idiot. Of course it's real. And yes, you should use good judgment. Yes, you should use common sense. But the operative word is you. Because never in the history of this nation have we ever, ever been allowed to quarantine the healthy people in order to keep a few sick people away from them. We've never done that. The founders were not strangers to epidemics. Typhus, cholera, smallpox, yellow fever, you name it. People were dropping dead all the time. We never locked up the nation in 1918 during the flu epidemic. The governor of California operates on California government code. He has authority under California government code to exercise emergency authority, and here's what his authority is: to marshal state resources, to bend money from one state agency to another in order to enhance that agency's ability in the case of natural disaster, health emergency, or whatever. But California government code does not give the governor of California any extra constitutional powers to restrict assembly, to restrict freedom of speech, to restrict the Second Amendment. In fact, he is prohibited from doing that. So anyone that listens to the governor of California and allows him to take your liberty, then you have only yourselves to blame. What I would have loved to have seen is the demonstration in Sacramento, which, by the way, was a great thing. It was fantastic. It's a good first step. Is if there were in fact thousands of people there, and there were, then those thousands of people should have prevented the police from arresting the 32. What good does it do to state your aim and state your goal if 100 cops can run off 5,000 people and then they walk back in the building laughing and talking about what they're going to have for dinner? What kind of demonstration is that? What kind of people are we when we submit to that kind of tyranny without every single person in that crowd fighting back. That's what we need to do. We need to start over. California is broken. There is only one way to reclaim our liberty, and that is do a full reboot with a system of government that not only supports and defends the Constitution, but also supports and defends your liberty to object to government policies and to petition the government for redress of grievance, which is the First Amendment. How dare those cops stop people from peaceful assembly, and how dare us, and I'm including myself in this book, for allowing it.
Yeah, you know, the pictures of the ladies getting arrested and twisting their arms, and also there was a young gal that came through the beginning of that. There were a lot of people. In fact, there was a gentleman in a wheelchair who was trying to push back. There were people who were trying to stop there. You know, one of the things, too, is that the police were armed. We weren't allowed to be armed. You're not supposed to be armed on the Capitol steps. The police were armed. They were... And again, it was so atrocious to see their attitudes. When I asked one of them, I asked one of the sergeants, I said, what do you think gives you authority here? And he goes, well, we're going to move everybody out. I said, well, how can you do that? What if somebody's walking through the park, through Veterans Park down here with their kids? You can't tell them to leave. Well, we're doing it because this is an unlawful assembly. And I said, well, how can it be unlawful? How can that possibly be? Didn't you ever read the Constitution? Did you take an oath to the Constitution? And he said, well, I'm following orders. And I said, that doesn't make it right. I said, you can be a criminal.
That's what every German said at the
Every German said that. That's
trials.
Right.
Hey, just following orders, nothing personal.
Well, Title 42, which we will read, and I'm sure we'll read it more than just on this program, Title 42 we will read and discuss. And that's a way we can go after these folks, because we've even had it here locally. You heard Richard's disdain for some of the actions of this police chief, and that's something that I think a lot of people are sharing. Anyway, Mark, we've got to go off to a break. If you want to hold, that'd be great, but we've got to go off to...
I'm actually almost to where I'm going, so I probably can't hold, but anyway, thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
All right, brother.
Thank you,
and God bless. Okay, well, with that, we're going to go off to our break.
Yep.
Time has come.
4:51.
About destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right?
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Another day.
Sure you can.
That's been the problem, huh?
Yes.
You know,
indeed.
There was a lot of good film clips, a lot of good good interviews, and one of them that was done by a pastor, Dave Bryant. Now, Dave is the pastor of Glad Tidings Church. He does ministry all over the world. Usually during an average service, there's about 800 people, 500 to 800. And it's an amazing, amazing campus down there at Glad Tidings Campus. And we do have a clip on him and the interview that was done with him. Sally did an interview, and we'd like to play that clip right now.
Okay, we are here live in Sacramento, and I just ran into Dave Bryan. He is the pastor of a church, and I'm going to let him tell you the story of his meetings the last few weeks. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi there. Good to be here with Rally Sally. Yeah, my name's Dave Bryan, pastor of Church Glad Tidings in Yuba City. And when they began to do government overreach and tell us what we couldn't do, we just cranked it up a notch. Instead of meeting just on Thursdays, we usually had a midweek on Thursdays and then a Saturday night and a Sunday morning. But we changed it to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, along with Saturday night and Sunday morning. And we just had some conversations with authorities and said, you don't consider us essential. We consider us more essential than we consider you. So we're just going to carry on. And I reminded them that the First Amendment said that the government shall make no law concerning the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. And so we just continued to meet, spent a lot of time praying for those that were sick and also for our country, and praying for patriots to stand up and quit being bullied and quit allowing the government to continue to take more and more and more of the freedoms that our forefathers died for. And so anyway, we've been having revival at Glad Tidings. It's a good time, and we're out here today standing up for our rights and also praying for changes, vastly needed changes in our government.
For liberty.
For liberty. Yeah, right. Liberty and justice for all. I'm praying that America will once again become the land of the free and the brave, because in my opinion, most Americans are neither. They're neither free nor brave. I mean, it's because of acquiescence. They give in. If you know anything about evil, it will always take as much authority as it'll take as much of your freedom, as much of your right, as much control as you will let it in your life. And so we're here to draw a line in the ground and stand strong in the evil day and not give up our freedoms. They're too precious to acquiesce, too precious to give up. So anyway, good to be here.
All right. Thank you, Dave. All right. This is what you do, churches. You stand up like Dave Bryant.
A man with courage, a pastor with courage. I guess he believes he's essential. Anyway, he is
essential.
You're darn right he's essential. God's the most essential thing we have, without a doubt. Sutter and Yuba counties, by the way, are opening. Yep, Sutter and Yuba are opening. I don't know whether it's pressure or whether it's the idea that we have the liberty to do that.
Common sense.
Wonder what's going to happen in Shasta County. But what Dave Bryant did is he went from one service to four services a week, so he doubled down. So what say you, pastors? What about the pastors in Reading? Are you guys going to go back to church? These big ones, you know, that we have. We got a lot of big churches in Reading.
The longer that they stay out the more, I would say, more congregants they're going to lose.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Planned Parenthood is essential. Planned Parenthood is an essential business to stay open. Planned Parenthood's essential, and they declared themselves essential. David Bryant declared God essential. He declared his church essential. He declared the church essential. He declared Christ essential.
Mm-hmm.
And our churches around here, are they just not essential? Planned Parenthood is, you guys. They're open. Seriously? If you go to church, you should be on the phone to your pastor right now. Also, you know, we'd like to hear, you know, I want to hear some justification of how law enforcement can do what they did. But I want to bring this up because it's very important. It was brought to my attention by Mark Baird. And we're bringing it to some attorneys' attention because really and truly, even at this point, we have violations of code section, United States Code 42, United States Code Title 42, Code Section 1983. It's civil action for deprivation of rights. Every person who, under color of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom, or usage of any state or territory or District of Columbia, subjects or causes to be subjected any citizen of the United States or other person within the jurisdiction thereof to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution and its laws shall be liable to the party injured in an action at law, suit, in equity, or other proper proceedings to redress, except that in any action brought against a judicial officer for an act or omission taken into such officer's judicial capacity, injunctive relief shall not be granted unless a declaratory decree was violated or declaratory relief was unavailable. For the purposes of this section, any act of Congress applicable exclusively to the District of Columbia shall be considered to be a statute of the District of Columbia. These people's rights were violated. They were actually handcuffed. You can see the video, handcuffed, grabbed. One 15-year-old girl was walking because at the time all this was happening, I was right on the steps, and I was standing there with Michael Warnken. He was interviewing me on this, and there was a camera. The cameraman was everything. It was standing there and everything. And the police started to push back. Now this was not the police in riot gear. These guys moving back toward you. They didn't have they didn't have their little masks on. Nothing. It was unbelievable. After 4 hours, they decided that this was an unlawful assembly. You know,
how does that work?
And as they're moving us back. You know, it could have been better timing. There's a plane flying overhead with a streamer behind it, with a picture of Newsom with a Hitler mustache, saying "Stop his tyranny." I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Thousands of people, hundreds and hundreds of cars. There was more than 500 cars. I never saw the same car twice, and we were looking for certain people. One. Greg Walsh was pulling the boat behind him.
Yep, saw that. That was awesome.
The old boat that they cut in half, showing the
California sinking.
But I mean, this is just absolutely crazy stuff. You know, we are carrying this on to the next program because there's just so much here. But you know what I'd like to hear from is somebody who's either a law enforcement officer or a past law enforcement officer that can tell me how the violation of constitutional rights. When you've taken an oath as a peace officer to not only the California Constitution, the United States Constitution, but I would think on a Bible with your oath to God, the United States Constitution trumps anything the California Constitution says, because in Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, it specifically states that the state of California recognizes the Constitution of the United States of America as the supreme law of the land, which means it trumps anything California would ever do. And California is an inseparable part of that.
My question is, for newer law enforcement officers as they go into the field, on the job, whatever, do they truly take the oath? I mean, are they taking the oath?
Are they reading the Constitution?
Well, are they taking the oath? That's the first question. Do they take an oath?
I don't know.
Has that something that's been kind of shoved aside as well, or did they just sign a piece of paper and that's it, and that's considered taking an oath, or do they actually swear on a Bible, one hand on a Bible, and raise the other hand to swear an oath to protect, you know, the Constitution, you know, California's and the federal Constitution? Do they actually do that?
I don't know.
See, I mean, I don't know. I'm not involved. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not questioning that anybody
would. Maybe someone will call in and tell us.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know.
This program is going to continue, as everybody knows, into Sovereign Minds for the first hour. And I think she wants to take a quick break here. We need to take a break. So with that, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere ag and turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
I'm Lee Holt.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Might be in the USSR. I just, you know, the actions of the police down there, if you watch the videos, you need to get on Facebook and watch the videos. Also, I want you to go to Freedom Angels, Freedom Angels. If you go to that on Facebook and look at the videos there, when you see those ladies being arrested, I mean, you know, and I know all of them, they're great people, you know. Their husbands, God bless their husbands. I mean, they when these ladies have to go somewhere, they're working, they're taking care of the kids, they're you know, paying for the hotel room, the motel room. I mean, you know, these are real patriots. And it's funny because it's just like the May 9th rally here that we were told about at the mall from 11 to 1. That's some ladies putting it on. And I know one particular lady has a young baby. I mean, these are all young people. That was the other thing too. So many young people. And you know, when you have something like that here in Reading, where they're getting up, they're saying we're going to stand up. And then Tuesday on the board of supervisors, we don't know what groups those are, but there's several groups doing it. So, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, will we have the Gestapo come over and try to arrest us? Title 42. And yes, there are already law firms. The Dillon Law Firm is one. You've probably seen Harmeet Dillon on Fox News. Also, Mark Muir's Muser's law firm. Mark ran for Secretary of State on the Republican ticket, his law firm. The ACLJ is going to get involved in this. We do know that Judicial Watch is now involved in this. This is a big deal, folks. And if you're a police officer out there and you want to violate the Constitution, you go right ahead. There is no law that you can quarantine healthy people.
Isn't this going to be part of a class action lawsuit?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I think there's going to be arrests because as you saw in some of the signs and some people that are getting engaged, we're going to go after the Attorney General of the United States and ask him to make some arrests here. And that's a whole different animal. But the weeks to come, folks, this program is going to be very vital. It's going to be very vital that you listen to this program and you listen to Sovereign Minds and listen to Freedom in Action also on another station. Because we've got to get the word out here. This mamby-pamby baloney of trying to say, well, this is what so-and-so says on my program. Well, no, it's not what so-and-so says because there is an archive. You can go back to it and look at it. All these different radio programs that do that. But the actions and the enthusiasm of being of wanting to arrest your citizens for doing things that are lawful and constitutional, that's appalling. Frankly, I think it's unforgivable. But I think we need to I think we need to move ahead. I'm going to see if you're just tuning in and you didn't hear David Bryant, the pastor from Glad Tidings Church, I'm going to check with Mark Kent and see if it's okay that we play that clip. But that was an amazing clip. And again, he is in Yuba County. He's in Yuba County, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yuba County and Sutter County are both opening up. You know, and hey guys, the Palomino room opened in Red Bluff.
On Friday, yeah.
On Friday.
Yep, yep.
It was funny, there was a group of young guys and gals and they had a sign. And the sign said, you know, give us back our liberty, besides I miss my bartender.
Yeah, I like that one. That was good.
So anyway, yeah.
I miss the barber.
Yeah, I miss the barber. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go find an underground barber.
Yeah.
I think I know one.
Yeah, I think I know one, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Anyway, it looks like we're down to the wire here, folks. Again, stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. The Freedom Angels will be on Sovereign Mind. The ladies who were arrested in Sacramento, and they will be on Sovereign Minds at 10:15, and they will tell you all about it. So, my good friend, it looks like time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed.
I think we're back. Yeah, we're back. What happened is the clock that's in here, sabotage.
Yeah.
Clock that's in here that we
it's
go
made
by.
Made in China. I bet you it's made in China.
See if it is. It says that it's 10 o'clock. And Ashley just came in because she's on top of things like she normally is and said, you guys still have 8 minutes left.
It doesn't say where it's.
Somebody reset the clock here.
Doggone it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. Anyway, good. I'm glad that we have that because, you know, the thing I think we need to do is maybe answer Dick Wilkinson's question. He wanted to know why protesters didn't do a citizen's arrest on the cops.
Probably because they don't know
without
how.
Without masks. Well, that's one reason, I think. But the other reason is, too, and I just want to say this, in being right on those steps as the police were pushing back, the people that were standing there was young girls, young mothers, a mother with a child. There were, I mean, this wasn't a crowd of people that were by any stretch of the imagination hostile. Yes, they did try to stop people from, try to pull their people back and everything. But, you know, you're talking about average citizens who didn't expect that. Because remember, if you've watched the video on this particular video shows from beginning to end. At the beginning, it's more like a celebration. Heck, there's music. There's a the truck on the back end of the east side of the Capitol from the west steps. And this truck has has speakers in it. There's a speaker, a pastor. Oh, who, by the way, later got arrested.
Yeah, he got arrested.
They arrested a pastor.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up. There's, you know, there really isn't enough time today to even tell you what's going on. Go to Facebook. Go to Freedom Angels. Go to Facebook. But, and, I mean, are we going to allow this? This is tyranny, folks. This is the real deal.
And he was preaching the gospel when he got arrested.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's, like, are you kidding?
Here's the best part. Best part is, you know, it's how the police handled things. First of all, if you have a flagpole on the grounds, they consider the pole, even if it's a stick.
A weapon.
A weapon.
Are you kidding?
There's a 15-year-old girl. I'm getting worked up here. A 15-year-old girl with her grandmother. They arrest the grandmother. The girl tries to pull her grandmother back, and they put their hands on a 15-year-old girl without masks on. Police, no social distancing. Police, yeah. Really and truly, you know what? It's a good thing. It's a good thing that we have the Second Amendment. I believe it's a very good thing we have the Second Amendment.
Amen.
You know, here's the deal. The deal is that, you know. Well, okay, in talking like this, do we dislike the police?
No.
No. But how in the world, oh, you know, they're part of the community. Are they? Would they stand with us? Would they stand with us against the governor? Our police chief won't. In Reading, he won't. Or hasn't at this point. Well, I shouldn't say he won't. I shouldn't say he won't or hasn't. But he has made comments and been basically... Well, I don't know if you call it on the record. I guess being on a radio program and being archived is on the record.
On the record.
Is showing with great alacrity, enthusiasm, that he would look forward to fining people $1,000 a day. If you listen to his tone, it's the April 1st program. That is if they haven't taken it down already. The deal is that, you know, really and truly, this has gotten to a point where, you know, do we stand for our liberty or do we not? Do we care more about our personal gain? Do we care more about what happens to us, what our position is in the community? Do we care about where we are, who we have a cocktail with?
But all that's very fragile. If you care about your personal gain and your safety and everything else, that's very fragile unless you get it under control with those who are supposed to protect and serve. They're public servants.
If you would have seen that 15-year-old girl win, walking through the crowd, kind of moving through with her and a couple of young guys behind her, shaking, saying they bent my flag, they put their hands on me, they took my mother,
grandmother,
yeah. I mean, crazy,
wow,
crazy, you know, really, you guys. I mean, watch the video on this stuff. You know, I mean, you know, here we are in Reading, you know, 2 weeks ago, we've got people, you know, walking around with masks on and doctors telling us that, you know, if we're not staying home, we're all going to die, which is wrong.
Yeah.
Not true.
And all you have to do is do the trail, find out where the money goes and who's all associated with, or to be blunt, who's in bed with who, and you'll see what's going on, you know, with all these clowns that are out there, and they've all been given a platform to show who they truly are so that they can expose themselves for who they are and what they really stand for. And then the brilliant American people, the average citizen, does their homework and they figure this stuff out, and then they start sharing this information with all the rest of us. And it's beautiful to see because they're being exposed. Left, right, and center. They're being exposed. So just keep your head on a swivel and keep your mind clear and stay focused and keep looking, keep reading, because believe you me, it's there. It's right in front of us. So just keep watching, pay attention to the details, and keep your eyes peeled, and don't form any biased opinions. Just keep your mind clear on that. Just let everything come in, because the more you read, the more you see, the more you get to navigate through all these little trails, these rabbit trails that we're being sent off on. But some of these rabbit trails are very, very informative. And it's very sickening to see some of these things, but at the same time, we need to be aware of it.
You know, you just said something that's pretty profound. I think we have a new, it looks like now we may have a new slogan here. And that is that knowledge conquers fear. Knowledge conquers fear.
Amen.
United States Code, Title 42, Code Section 1983. United States Code, Title 42.
And what's the title of that? What do they call it?
42 U.S. Code, 1983. Civil action for deprivation of rights.
That's right. Civil action.
For deprivation
for
of rights.
Deprivation of rights.
Title 18, Code Section 242 of the United States Code.
Yes.
Look that one up, too. They're only a paragraph.
Yep.
Now, I guess we have the truth now. Truth now is that it's 9:59.
Yep.
Thank you, Ashley, for taking care of us, my dear. Time has come.
For 51.
You don't know us. You have no clue. And still you're telling us what to do.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.